Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. Americans love to flaunt our patriotism. We talk about how thankful we are for our troops and how we support them. But why then, on any given night, are there approximately 40,000 homeless veterans? We support them when they're on the ground, and we need to support them and their families when they come back home. This morning, I'm joined by Mike Dorman of Military Missions in Action and Deborah Bear of Little Rampage Off-Road to talk about how we can help our veterans and an exciting event coming up to do just that. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mike, I'm going to start with you. What is Military Missions in Action?
Well, Military Missions in Action is a nonprofit dedicated to help veterans with disabilities, homeless veterans, and members of the armed forces and their families. And we do that through several different ways, modifying homes, outfitting furniture, or outfitting homes for previously homeless veterans who the VA got off the street and into the apartments, shipping care packages to our troops. But the thing we're focusing on today is about helping our homeless veterans living on the street through our Fill the Foot Locker program, through the taking it to the streets with our backpacks, and with the homeless veteran stand downs.
It is stated that 1.4 million veterans are considered at risk for homelessness. Why is that?
There's several reasons. The first reason is by choice. We have a lot of veterans who live on the street because of choice. They had enough structure when they were in the military. When they came out, they just wanted to live off the grid. The second issue we have is drug and alcohol addiction. And many of them get addicted, and it's hard to get into shelters or treatment programs while they're still addicted. So that's an issue. Then our third issue is our the mental illness. The mental illness is a huge problem. We have tried to mainstream all the mental illness, and when they no longer are taking their medications or the family can no longer take care of them, they end up on the streets. But the one that really breaks your heart is that, the Marine that 6 months ago was serving in Afghanistan, and today he's on the street because he can't get a job because of the being labeled with having PTSD or TBI. Some people are afraid to hire him because they don't know what might happen.
You know, it's really sad because these men and women, they go and they work for our country and they fight for our country. And you'd kind of think, you know, doing something like that, that they'd come home and they'd be set. So what happens?
Well, it's hard to say. I know, you know, when I went and stayed on the streets with the homeless vets for 4 days and three nights to kind of understand what was going on and met some of the guys. And I learned that, like the PTSD and TBI thing, it can keep them from getting employment. The mental illness, you know, some of them, their parents could no longer take care of them, or they had quit taking their medication. The other thing is, a lot of Americans live from payday to payday, and it only takes 6 months without a job, and you can be off the on the streets. So there's many different reasons veterans could, end up living on the streets. And how do we solve that problem is tough to figure out. But one thing we do have to realize is we do have to do what we can to make them as comfortable as in the conditions that they're living in.
So tell us about some of your programs that you have to help at-risk veterans.
So one of the programs that we have that we work with is the VA sets up homeless veteran stand downs. And this is where different providers, the VA, dentists, doctors, Lions Club, haircuts, showers, all come in together to provide support to homeless vets. And then we at Military Missions in Action, we come in there to give items away that they need to be as comfortable as they can. We understand we can't solve the homeless veteran problem, but we can give them the things they need to stay comfortable. So we give out health and hygiene items. We give out food. We give out new underwear, socks, T-shirts, tennis shoes, boots. We give out gently used clothes, blankets, tents, Coleman stoves, whatever they need to be comfortable in those conditions. But because of COVID, all the homeless veteran stand downs were canceled. So we had to start a new program. It's called Taking It to the Streets. And this is where we take backpacks and we fill them with hygiene items, food items, and whatever items they need based on the climate to survive. We pull right off on the side of the road. We pop up a tent. They walk out of the woods. They get what they need. They turn around and walk back in. Those are our two big programs that are supporting homeless right now. Now, when the VA gets them off the streets and into an apartment, we furnish about 125 apartments a year for previously homeless vets, because when they get in that apartment, all they had with them is what they had when they were living on the streets.
You also work with their families because deployment can cause hardships for them. Tell us about that and what you do to help.
Yes, you know, when a military individual deploys, they deploy with their military family. But their other family is often left here. And we come in to help with things like we work with groups such as the Future Business Leaders of America High Schools to adopt families to help out with things like babysitting, lawn care, helping with grocery shopping, or just giving that spouse a break. But we also do things like we set up Valentine bags for the spouses and children of military members that are deployed so that they can have a special Valentine even though their loved one is gone. We also do Easter baskets for those families for deployed soldiers also. So we do a couple of different things to try to help support that family when the spouse is away.
Our current troops are important too. What are the care packages and where do they go?
So our care packages are a number one morale booster of our troops overseas. Those are the ones that boost your morale. You get a mail call is the most important thing there. And we ship 8,500 care packages a year overseas to our troops. They're filled with things like hygiene items, food, snacks, coffee, things that remind them of home to make and help lift their spirits. I know when I was deployed, one of the biggest things for me was receiving a care package from home. It told me, number one, that there was that they hadn't forgotten where I was at, and number two, there was something in that box that I couldn't get when I was stationed in Guam, and it was always brought happiness to us there. We also have had several requests for different things. We had one young Marine one time send us a note and said, hey, can you send us some canned food? We're mainly eating MREs. We shipped them a case of Chef Boyardee raviolis. They put it all together. They said they had Italian night. They said it was like a gourmet meal. Now you think about that. They thought Chef Boyardee raviolis was a gourmet meal in the conditions that they were living in.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to turn to Deborah now. You are the president of a group called Little Rampage Off-Road. What is that?
Little Rampage is a family-oriented off-road club that loves to give back. I didn't have family and stuff growing up much and had a very rough life. And so my Jeep saved my life. People came together to help me build my Jeep. And it's grown from there.
Why are veterans so important to your group members?
The veteran community has been a part of the off-road community and has came to me and accepted me. And the more I have talked to them, the got around them, I understand things better. And then the one thing is, I would not be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for that veteran. So I wanted to give back. And that's how we got started with all of these veteran nonprofit groups and stuff.
You started a program a few years ago called Help a Vet Shine. What is the mission of that program?
With Help a Vet Shine, we try to pick a small nonprofit every year to raise money for and to bring awareness to that nonprofit and other nonprofits like them.
And these are all nonprofits that are military focused?
Yes, ma'am. We have about six different types of nonprofits that will be at this event. And each nonprofit has their own like goal, their own mission where they help vets. And if we bring all these nonprofits together, they make an awesome team and they can help our veterans more.
In that spirit, you are holding a huge event that's coming up very soon with proceeds going to Military Missions in Action. Tell us about the event.
The Help a Vet Shine event this year will be held at 4021 North Carolina Highway 109. That is across the street from the El Dorado Outpost in Troy, North Carolina. The event starts at 10 o'clock. It's over at 8 o'clock. All the show and shine money, the raffle ticket money, the vendors are donating money. It's all going to Military Missions in Action to help restock his shelves and to help them recoup from COVID.
And what is the date of the event?
It is August 14th.
And it starts at 10 a.m.?
Yes, ma'am.
Can anyone come and ride?
We are trying to pull the whole community in. We are making this 100% a community event. To help Mike, we have to look at a different outlook on this. Mission 22 is about our 22 a day, and that means 22 veterans a day commit suicide. So when we bring these people and these vets together, we're helping bring that number down, and then we're also making people more aware of things. So we want the whole community involved. I don't care if you drive a Honda or if you drive a Jeep, you're welcome to come. We have something for everybody.
So, and also Jeeps and different off-road vehicles. Are we talking like four-wheelers and things like that too?
Yes, ma'am. We have several Razor clubs that are going to be out there. We have Razor shops, ORO, Off-Road Hooligans are all Razors. They'll be out there. We also have Offenbacker Cyclers and Knucklehead Cycles. That is the Harley part of this. So they will be out there. You have like Get Ugly Off-Road and then a few other ones that are the Jeep side of this. So this is, and then you have the RC. You've got Papa Bear and you've got Ronk Stompers. That's the RC side of the hobbies that are going to be out there.
Are you still looking for sponsors or donations for your raffle?
We are still taking donations and everything. We are at this point that if it's a big contribution, well, everything's big. We're asking them to donate to Missions and Action.
Okay, so instead of adding another thing to the raffle, maybe just make a donation to Military Missions in Action in your honor.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what other fun things are going to be going on that day?
We are really trying to include everyone. So we have bounce houses for the children. We have the RC courses out there. We have live music. Digit and Fair Warning will be playing. There will be old-fashioned games. FMC and Little Rampage are actually doing a tug of war, and the loser has to build hygiene bags for Military Missions and Actions homeless vets.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We have a raffle that will be going on. We have a prize wheel. So when you get your swag bag, there will be questions about vendors. So you have to kind of go on a treasure hunt to get a coupon to go to the prize wheel to win. We have different types of food out there. We have the shooting group, which is a veteran, that will be running a grill. You can get a hot dog for $1. It's free to get in. It's free parking. It's just going to be an awesome community event.
This is a family-friendly event.
Yes, ma'am. We have rules, and the biggest rule is no drinking, no drugs.
Okay, so family-friendly event. It is free, which is amazing. You're just asking for people to participate by buying raffle tickets and the hot dogs and other things that are out there that day. Plus, there's a show and shine car show.
The show and shine money is going to Military Missions in Action. So any type of vehicle you have, enter it, because our classes are like the dirtiest, the most stock and stuff like that. So we included everybody in the show and shine also.
And how can people get more information about this event?
We have several different ways. You can go on Facebook and look up Hope Event Shine under the event pages. You can go and look a Help Event Shine page up. We have Little Rampage Off-Road website. You have TikTok and Instagram.
So you're all over the place.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I would like each of you to share some final words for our listeners so they know the importance of events like this and programs like Military Missions in Action. Mike, would you like to go first?
Sure. First, I'd like to say thanks to Little Rampage, because we can't do our job without support from groups like theirs. And, you know, with COVID hitting last year, we took our donations were down $425,000. And right now we're trying to collect items to restock our shelves for shipping those care packages overseas. So people can go to our website. They can see the list of things we're looking for. They can go to Amazon and order. But at least check out our website at militarymissionsinaction.org and check out our Facebook page. And remember, working together, we can make a difference.
And yes, besides your website, if someone knows a vet who needs assistance from your program, or they want to do more to help you out, maybe volunteer, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, we also, on our website, we have a form. So if you know a veteran that needs assistance, there's a form for that. There's also one for identifying someone who needs a care package. And there's also a way that you can donate there to purchase a care package to help a veteran. There's a volunteer form there, or you can call the office at 919-552-1603.
And that is militarymissionsinaction.org for that website.
That is correct.
And Deborah, would you like to share some final thoughts with our listeners?
If you don't mind, I kind of would like to give a shout out. I'd like to thank Mike for giving us the opportunity to help, but it takes a village to do this. And I have people like Ruck Rack, Route 16, Adams Dry Shaft, Terra Flex, Camel City Pond, because we are giving away free haircuts for our veterans. My 4x4 club is going to be presenting a check to Military Missions in Action. I mean, there is just so many people, man with a camera and everything like that. And I just want to thank all of my vendors and all of my raffle prize people. Thank you.
And thank you both for all that you're doing to support and take care of our veterans, and for taking the time to talk with me this morning. We had some technical difficulties, and I think we finally got through them all and got this interview done. Mike Dorman of Military Missions in Action and Deborah Bear of Little Rampage Off-Road, thank you both, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And once again, to find out more about how you can help area veterans and those deployed, visit militarymissionsinaction.org. And to get more information on the Help a Vet Shine event coming up on August 14th, search the event on Facebook or visit the website lilrampageoffroad.com. That's lilrampageoffroad.com. I'm Charlie, and you're listening to Triad Today. If you'd like to get your event or organization featured on the program, please send an email to charlie@987simon.com. That's charlie@987simon.com. Thank you for listening to Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.